Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is coming to Symphony Center this weekend for a tribute concert for Louis Armstrong called The Spirit of Satch. Of course, I'm talking about the jazz legend, Dr. John.
When the show bites with his TD, call it billows, salt to spray.
Dr. John's a six-time Grammy winner and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dr. John hails from New Orleans, where he's blended rock, R&B, funk, blues, zydeco, and jazz to create one-of-a-kind Crescent City sound. And he's honoring New Orleans great Louis Armstrong at Symphony Center alongside other New Orleans musicians, including trumpeter Nicholas Payton. That is this Friday night. It is a pleasure to welcome Dr. John to the Download. Dr. John, thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm pleased to be here.
Let me ask you, I mean, this is just something you've been doing in your career as of late. You put a record together to honor Louis Armstrong. Where does this come from, the idea of putting your music, your spin on Louis Armstrong's music?
Louis Armstrong, he was a character, and he was a good one. I started to do this when Joe Glazer was my booking agent, and I noticed a sign of him on a rock in Bucktown. That was a blessing, and we could always figure something with Louis. Mm-hmm. And Louis came to me in a dream, and I just stayed up all night in terms of Louis, and I always thought he was a slamming guy.
Being from New Orleans, what does it mean to work with Louis Armstrong's music? I mean, you're from New Orleans, he's from New Orleans. Like, the idea of what's it mean to you to play his music and be a part of that legacy?
I thought that everything was cool that Louis Armstrong did. I never forgot what Louis Armstrong did for me in identifying Ralph Schultz's Fresh Hardware store. And I knew my pa's shop was across the street from him. And I thought that he was going to be the thing of my life. But that's not cool.
Growing up in New Orleans, you didn't necessarily have a training in music, but it was being involved in your father's record shop and being a part of that New Orleans energy and that vibe and the music scene that was there. Talk about, you know, the concept of coming up in New Orleans and how you got into the music.
I remember that Vernon Winslow, that was Dr. Daddy-O, and he was spiritually hip guy. And I'm always going to remember him from that.
It's interesting, too, because when I think of New Orleans musicians, Louis Armstrong comes to play. Others, of course, are especially jazz trumpeters and that brass sound. But for you, you embody New Orleans. You are New Orleans jazz, New Orleans zydeco. People know you. How does it feel to be from New Orleans, to have that reputation, the idea of being so tied together with the city that you're from?
I think it's a blessing in more ways than one.
We're talking with Dr. John. Dr. John, the Grammy Award-winning Hall of Fame member, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, rock, jazz, blues, R&B, funk, zydeco master from New Orleans. He's coming to the Symphony Center here in Chicago on Friday to do a tribute, to do his Spirit of Satch show, which he's been doing for a while, and he's also been he's put albums together around the music of Louis Armstrong. What's it mean to bring this show to Chicago alongside artists like Nicholas Payton and to collaborate with so many artists that are feeling Louis Armstrong's music?
I think it's a blessing, and I'm always going to feel that way.
You've had a tremendous career that has spawned. It's not just about jazz music. You were a session musician in the 60s, and you did a lot of work with rock and roll. You did a lot of work with Sonny and Cher, Frank Zappa, others along the way. Talk about collaboration and what it means to you, Dr. John. I mean, jazz music is sort of born from collaboration, and this show too, The Spirit of Satch, it is very collaborative with Nicholas Payton, the Chicago musicians that are being involved. Talk about collaboration as a musician. How do you collaborate, and how important is it to collaborate with others?
I find it's spiritually hip to do that.
In Chicago, we talk about jazz music, and jazz music is still strong here, but the current clubs and fervor for it when it comes to the audience is dwindling, it's declining. Jazz has such an important place in the history of music in Chicago. It also has an important place in the history of New Orleans. Is it similar in New Orleans? I mean, New Orleans is such a rich, diverse, lush culture when it comes to jazz and the jazz festival and all that. But are you seeing a decline in the participation and consumption of jazz music in New Orleans?
No. I've seen brass bands playing like on and on that great musicians can do.
What's it mean for you to come to Chicago? I mean, what's your relationship with Chicago to come play the Symphony Center, to make your debut at the beautiful Symphony Hall and the Symphony Center here in Chicago? What's your relationship? What are your fond memories of playing and being a part of Chicago?
I always thought that Chicago was my story that I didn't get to tell.
Well, you're honoring the spirit of Louis Armstrong with the Spirit of Satch, which will be on Friday night at the Symphony Center. Tribute concert for Louis Armstrong, Grammy Award winning and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Dr. John, joining us tonight. Dr. John, I can't thank you enough for taking some time out to talk to us now. We appreciate it.
Hey, I love Chicago.